Now let's lead off with Illinois State University partnering with YWCA McLean County and the League of Women Voters to host an equal pay panel last night in response to the ongoing call for gender equality. WGLT's Mary Cullen was there.
The Pew Research Center estimates that the average woman in 2018 made 85 cents for every dollar that her white male counterpart with the same responsibilities and qualifications made. That includes female-dominated fields like teaching and nursing. The gap is even larger for women of color. The World Economic Forum estimates that if there is no change in the trajectory, gender equality will not happen for another 208 years. Those are just some of the statistics discussed at Thursday's Equal Pay panel discussion. Ann Perry is a human resources professional who sat on the panel.
It's all about you selling your experiences and actually having the courage and the bravery just to ask for what you think you deserve.
Perry says organizations across the country are looking for the best person to fill an open position. She says being that best person affords you the ability to negotiate your salary. Pam Cooper was also a panelist. She's the director of ISU's Career Center. She says when she entered the workforce, she made $1.12 an hour scooping ice cream.
I bet the young men who were working next to me, and I didn't know to ask the question, how much did they make, but I bet they made more. But I didn't know. I didn't know to ask. I didn't know to negotiate. I didn't know those things. And I think that young people today will know those things. And so it'll get better.
But Cooper says that pay negotiation is only part of the equation. It's also about battling the already existent stereotypes about women in the office.
We have to show up at the table with 150% plus some.
Ann Perry agreed. She says women need to stop letting coworkers assign them tasks like note taker and errand runner. She says to see change, women have to collectively push for equal pay. For the leadoff, I'm Mary Cullen.